just 2 blocks from my house right now. I'm at this tiny strip mall in central LA, and at the corner is this little soul food place. You might miss it because there's no name on it. The sign just has a fork and a knife and a big red heart. But this place, it's actually called My Two Cents. You guys want to go in? Alisa, right?
Yes, welcome.
Chef Alisa Reynolds opened this restaurant a decade ago, and since then, it has grown into a neighborhood institution.
And I was just here for Sunday brunch and had your shrimp and grits.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I did not know that. Was it good?
It was so good.
So good that her cooking has gotten so much acclaim here in L.A.
We are 101 best restaurants this year in the L.A. Times.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you know, My Two Cents has launched Reynolds onto a stage that reaches far beyond this city. Last year, she hosted the Hulu show Searching for Soul Food, traveling from Oklahoma to Jamaica, South Africa to Peru. And then this year, Reynolds became a James Beard Awards semifinalist for Best Chef in all of California. And as you know, James Beard is like the Oscars of food. And holy cow, this is my little neighborhood restaurant, so of course I had to stop by.
Every time I've been in here, I'm gazing through this glass case, and I am salivating, because what I am looking at, people, is just tray after tray of cakes, brownies, loaves.
We have a rum cake here. My favorite is the vegan sweet potato pound cake. Yum. It looks plain, but it's so moist, it's ridiculous. We have the German chocolate, which is
Meanwhile, the menu here features dishes like shrimp and grits, fried green tomatoes, oxtail tacos. Reynolds says she is reimagining soul food. She calls it evolved nostalgia. It's soul food with a healthier twist. There are vegan options, gluten-free choices.
It's still naughty, but it's closer to nice. You know
what I mean? And after our quick tour of the front of house, she hands me an apron.
Maybe I can get you in the kitchen.
Oh, please get me in the kitchen. Give me a job.
Okay.
Put me to work, Alisa.
Okay, you're my sous chef for the day.
Oh, yes, chef.
I am actually hopeless in a kitchen, so this is gonna get interesting.
You boil water good? Yeah. That's about it.
First thing I notice, I start sweating immediately.
The grill is probably about 700 and something degrees here. It's hot.
It is hot. But I just can't stand there and whine about it because the orders are already flooding in.
You are going to make your first shrimp and grits. Are you ready?
I am so ready. I throw some butter in a hot pan and then toss in some shrimp.
Yeah, how many should I
grab? We're going to do 8 pieces.
Ooh.
And then as they sear in the pan.
All right, you're going to take 1 scoop of our house-made Creole sauce.
Oh my God, this looks delicious.
I ladle in some lobster stock.
Boom.
And a plume of steam fills the air and my nostrils.
Shrimp and grits, you'll find in most soul food places. What would you say is your unique take on this classic?
Well, I wanted the broth and the shrimp to do the talking. A lot of times people put bacon and they put this and they put onions and they put all this stuff on there. But for me, it's all about bringing out the flavor of the shrimp and having a beautiful, beautiful grit.
And dang, these grits are beautiful as we spoon them into a bowl.
And we have 2 scoops.
So creamy.
Yes.
I lay the shrimp on top, sprinkle on some Parmesan, and that bowl of shrimp and grits is ready to go.
Wasn't that fun?
That was.
It's easy being a chef. Look at how easy it is to be a sous chef.
All right, now on to the next dish. No time to waste. One of the best sellers here at My Two Cents is the oxtail tacos. They are the centerpiece of a whole selection of tacos on the menu, which she calls tacos negros, or black tacos.
A lot of black people in Los Angeles grow up on tacos. We are in the city of tacos.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make soul tacos. I wanted to bridge that gap. We did fried chicken tacos. We did obviously the catfish tacos.
Ground turkey
and cheese, which is like a staple in so many black households, is this the ground turkey taco with the cheese.
So when it was Taco Tuesday,
yes, like today,
in the Reynolds household,
uh-huh,
were you guys like, woo?
Yes. And that was once a week because my mom was so consistent with her meals.
And while we're talking, I notice that Reynolds' eyes keep darting to a growing line of order tickets which are accumulating above her prep station.
I just want to note that you are just whipping out dishes, yes, sending them out to tables while you're answering my questions.
Yeah.
Not missing a beat.
Not missing a beat, and you are helping me.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was supposed to be helping. Okay, we throw some tortillas on the grill, and then we head over to a tub full of beautiful, boneless, juicy oxtail braised for 6 hours with rosemary, garlic, beer, and barbecue sauce.
Okay, Elisa, this is where my greed might get in the way, because
yes,
I'm going to put more meat,
Lord have mercy,
than the tortilla can possibly wrap around.
Okay, so
because I want my taco to explode.
My sous chef is not budget friendly here. It's...
I want a mountain of meat.
She is literally out of budget here.
Top these babies off with roasted tomatoes, shredded kale, a slightly sweet whiskey reduction.
Mmm, those look really yummy.
And now it's my turn to feast.
Let me get you a napkin.
No, I'm just going to lick it. Oh my God, this is so good. This is the first time I have.
It is so easy to get lost in the food here. And a decade ago, that is all Reynolds had in mind. Good eating on a small corner of mid-city LA.
Obviously, opening this restaurant, I wasn't opening it to chase the James Beard Award, because I'm concerned with providing a service for my community. And yes, I love being the best on anybody's best list. But when I heard about the James Beard, I literally had to sit down. I was like, what? And that means we're moving forward as a country to start to recognize all different types of food.
Besides your obvious love of cooking, what keeps you going? What makes it worth it?
I think what makes it worth it is the same thing that made me realize that I wanted to be a chef. It's like food is always essential for the soul. And for me to have that as my life, it's kind of like, it makes me get up in the morning.
It's love.
It's love. And it's the closest thing to love in this crazy world. So as long as I keep feeding people, I will get up in the morning and that will give me joy. And I will always be grateful for that.
I have so enjoyed this whole visit, and I'm going to eat this food differently. I'm already loving it, but I'm going to eat it differently now
thank
the next time I
so
sit down in here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you're my neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I was going to be crying.
How come I'm all sweaty, but you're not?
Because my sweat is within.
That is Elisa Reynolds, executive chef, founder of My Two Cents, and a James Beard Awards semifinalist this year for Best Chef in California.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.